So I'm not planning really to do a long sermon this evening, and nor do I want to get in the way of our lovely everyone is awesome Lego figures here, or our candles that we use to mark our commitment to keeping that flame alive, that flame of justice and of hope. But I do want to say something, because, well, this is why you pay me the big bucks. I normally have to have something to say on an occasion like this. And yes, we are here, and I wanted the primary part of this evening, the real reason we're here, to be this Pride Eucharist, this affirmation of the God-given diversity of human beings, and that blessing that this diversity can be to us when we embrace it. But today also happens to be my 25th anniversary of being ordained. And I am often asked, and even in this last week, I was just asked, why do you stick with the church? Why do you stick with this institution? A church, an institution which we know has done harm to the LGBTQ2SIAA plus community over centuries, and continues to do harm. A church which we hear about daily in the media, which was complicit and active in the colonization of these lands, and indeed in the harm of the indigenous peoples of these places. Why do we stick with it? Because we are all seeking healing. In the reading for today from the book of Hebrews, it had a much often, I believe, misinterpreted statement. We are not among those who shrink back and so are lost, but among those who have faith and so are saved. Saved, I've said on many occasions before, does not mean that we are set aside in some superior place. Salve, the word in Latin, is much clearer. It's about healing and being brought to holiness and wholeness. And we as a church need to be healed and brought to wholeness in order that we may be a part of that active work of healing. And part of that is our commitment here at St. John's to celebrating Pride and to affirming and celebrating the diversity within our own community, within the world around us. And we do that because we believe, I do that because I believe in this community, in these people, in their hearts, in their dedication, in their love, in their compassion, and in their activism and active working towards justice and wholeness and peace. And so we reaffirm our commitment as community here today, and I reaffirm my own commitment with the huge privilege of serving and with all I have learned from the LGBTQ2 plus community of this place. And one thing I want to leave you with these thoughts is what I have learned, and that is, over and above all things, God is queer. And I want to read something from infleshed.com that sums this up. By Reverend M. Barclay. God is queer, as in strange, surprising, titillating, non-conforming to norms that destroy. As in breaking open new possibilities through flesh entangled and brave acts of collective courage. As in troubling certainties, resisting assimilation and persisting through struggle together. As in interdependence, chosen family, and reaching out to isolated kin. As in always becoming. As in less this or that and more multi-layered, multi-dimensional and complex, as in intimately experienced and beyond definition, as in the love between strangers and sheets, the love that lasts for lifetimes, the love that begets love, as in resists white supremacy and all its deadening lies, rigid definitions and desire to control and confine, as in loyal to love, lovers, beloveds, even when it's all on the line. As in hurtful when spit from the mouth of hate, but sometimes still also a lighthouse, a history of holy uprising and a coming home from within.